Friends, the 62nd chapter of Isaiah ends by clearly announcing the arrival of the Messiah Savior. It says, "Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him." Early on, in his 7th chapter, Isaiah identified the Messiah. He is Emmanuel, meaning God with us, born to the Virgin. He is the long-promised seed of woman, the new Adam. Yet he comes already encountering the opposition of the evil one. He is at war with him. Isaiah 63rd chapter begins with a brief question from the Messiah Savior about the identity of the evil one. It says, "Who is this who comes from Edom in crimsoned garments from Bozrah? He who is splendid in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength." Bozrah, the prominent evil city of Edom, represented the nature and conduct of the evil one. It represented the essence of falsehood, injustice, arrogance, destruction, tyranny, and oppression. The Messiah Savior confronts the evil one. He is clothed in his heavenly beauty of truth, righteousness, and holiness. He comes in might to save, so a battle rages. The Messiah says, "It is I speaking in righteousness, mighty to save." Then the question shifts. It is now about the appearance of the Messiah Savior himself. The question is, "Why is your apparel red and your garments like his who treads in the winepress?" The Messiah Savior comes totally prepared to complete his powerful mission. He says, "I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath. Their lifeblood spattered on my garments and stained all my apparel." Friends, the Messiah Savior does not need any human help. He does the work all alone. Nobody else is qualified to do the work. Christ alone faces the enemy. He came to trample and defeat him on behalf of God's people. He came to deliver them from his oppressive and tyrannical evil. The mission required that the Messiah takes on himself the sins of his redeemed people. His garments are soiled by their sin. He must die the death they deserve. He is wholehearted about taking on all enemies on their behalf. In the fullness of time, he came, born from the Virgin. At the appropriate time, he came to establish redemption. He says, "For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption had come." The Messiah Savior says, "I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought me salvation, and my wrath upheld me." Here is another prophetic foretelling of the exclusive perfection of the Messiah Savior. There was no one to help. Isaiah's 59th chapter already described all of humanity as corrupt at every level of life. Human sinfulness is deeply rooted in mind, heart, and will. The evil one wants this to continue. The situation seemed hopeless. For this reason, the Messiah alone could do the job of defeating the evil one and all his evil schemes. Isaiah 59 foretells, "Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head." Friends, the work of redemption needed a divine initiative, a divine intercession to carry out the mission on behalf of fallen humanity. The Lord Himself had to join our human race. He had to take our place and do the battling on our behalf at every level. Isaiah's prophetic message poetically affirmed this. It says, "He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so he will repay wrath to his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastland he will render repayment." Friends, the evil one had to be conquered along with all his agents. Falsehood, haughtiness, and all evil embodied in fallen humanity had to be defeated. The Messiah Savior alone proved to be fully qualified for this work of redemption. In his 33 years of perfectly holy and sinless life on earth, Christ confronted the evil one and his well-established worldly system of evil. As the new Adam, he remained steadfast against all distraction and temptation. Isaiah also recorded Messiah's announcement as the just judge. "I trampled down the peoples in my anger. I made them drunk in my wrath. And I poured out their lifeblood on earth." Friends, in mercy, the Messiah Savior, Christ, as the suffering servant, accepted to take on himself our sins on the cross. Christ accepted to die the death of those who cling to him. Yes, he conquered Satan and sin for us. For us also, he challenged the haughty and corrupt worldly system of self-centeredness and greed. Then for us, his holiness power defeated death, our last enemy. Hallelujah.